When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, NFL correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos and board games. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
It's something new from Bob and Tom Laboratories. It's that out in the country kind of feeling. It's just her and you and a beautiful summer afternoon. You brought the picnic basket, the wine, the blanket, and don't forget the Vaginaise. Vaginaise, the name says it all. Vaginaise. Look for it at the pharmacy by the prescription aisle or on the grocery store shelf next to the ketchup. Vaginaise, regular or fat-free.
Oh.
Available in the squeeze bottle or the unscented spread.
And try the new alternative lifestyle, mayonnaise. It's great with hot buns.
Mayonnaise and Vaginaise. Only from Bob and Tom Laboratories.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Now we're talking with Kostaki Economopoulos in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Kostaki.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hi, nice to see you.
Kostaki, do you know what a beefalo is?
A beefalo. It's no.
See?
Is it?
You could probably guess, but I hadn't heard of it either.
It's a
bar food?
It's a critter that's half buffalo and half regular cattle, right?
I like Kostaki's definition. It's bar food. Yeah.
Bar food. A beefalo?
Yeah.
A beefalo taco? Who wants one?
Well, there's one that's escaped from a Plymouth, Connecticut meatpacking plant.
Right.
And it's like an 800-pounder. So it's in thick woods and considered to be dangerous.
Yeah.
I was not familiar with the beefalo. I'm kind of disappointed that they named this thing after what it's supposed to become, which is a food. Seems, yeah, it's kind of awkward.
Seems rude. Yeah,
you wouldn't name a pig. Well, they're called hot dogs. Just seems cruel. Well,
there goes walking ham.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So we had beefalo, and then we had bison, and there's a whole bunch of bison escaped
in Nebraska.
So yeah, we got that going on. So we'll get to that great song again from Pat. In the meantime, what's happening in California? How are you doing?
We're all right. We're going on a trip this week. We're headed to, we're going to drive to Atlanta.
Oh, my.
A toddler.
What? Have you seen a
and a dog. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, have you seen a map of the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Too comfy at the house? Too laid back?
I think that's a good question. Yes.
So how many?
I have it lately.
Who else is going to be in the car?
Wife, kid. Me, dog,
ooh,
stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah, wow. It's gonna be brutal.
How many stops?
How many stops? How many? What's the max? I don't know. It's gonna be a lot.
Kostaki is like any red-blooded American fawn. No stops.
No stops.
No stops.
That's right. Yeah. No stops.
Well, I mean, are you planning on staying overnight somewhere? Two nights, three, or?
Yeah, we're gonna play it by ear.
Okay. And
we're thinking of doing a lot of driving at night so the kid can sleep.
Yeah,
that's the plan.
All right,
we'll see.
Do you have an iPad for her?
Yes, downloaded some things.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the key. Absolutely. That's the key that to success key. In today's world.
That is right.
You know, when I was a kid, it would be my aunt at the wheel. She had that little triangular window open just enough to have a high-pitched noise that to this day I can no longer hear. And she'd be smoking cigarettes the whole time and driving 5 miles an hour under the speed limit. Yeah. And she'd also have the radio on so you could tell it was on but couldn't actually hear the music.
Oh,
unless the Carpenters came on, then she'd crank it.
Oh, sure.
She liked the Carpenters, did she?
Oh, God, yes.
Do you have a rule, Tom, on a trip like that? You're in charge of the radio, right? If you're driving, you're in charge of the radio. It's your radio.
Yeah, chick.
That's right.
Sure.
You hear this, Kostaki? Because he's a man.
I'm with Tom. I like the premise, but
yeah. The reality, on the other hand. Well, good luck on the trip. That's a long haul. Who are you going to go visit?
His mom.
Well, yeah, we haven't seen the moms in a long time, so we're gonna make an extended trek.
Oh, the
moms.
That sounds like a great sitcom.
Are they both there?
The moms.
They're both there-ish. The other mom is a short drive away relative to our drive.
So, what, Miami?
Yeah, that's right.
You have lesbian moms?
Oh, no.
No.
I applaud you.
Oh. No. The other grandma.
Oh, you're a mother-in-law. Grandmas. You can say mother-in-law.
So
mom and mother-in-law are sleeping together?
You got to time it just right, Kostaki, because if you time it perfectly when you leave Los Angeles, it can take you 4 hours to get out of the city. You hit Atlanta right, it'll be at least 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Once you hit Atlanta traffic.
Yeah, this could easily be a month trip. Yeah.
Well, are we going to talk about that photo you posted on social media? Did you see this, Tom?
No.
He was completely naked, laying on the couch.
Right.
But the towel that you were laying on wasn't underneath your buttocks area, which I found interesting.
Somebody has examined this photo, and I think her name's Christy.
No,
I sweat a little, like mostly torso. So I threw the towel down fell asleep. And then, of course, my wife took a photo.
Uh-huh.
What else is visible?
He's lying on his side hugging a pillow. So there's nothing pornographic, if you will.
Adorable. No money shot?
No money shot.
Adorable.
But I just thought if Tom sees this photo, he's going to freak out
because the
towel isn't underneath your
it looks like the famous Burt Reynolds Cosmopolitan thing
so you don't get to see little Kostaki in there.
No
Tom right now is visibly ill, Kostaki.
That's fair. I get it.
Yeah, Kostaki's wearing his shades. What do you call that, a face mask to keep
eye mask.
Yeah.
I've got an eye mask, not for naps, but I also have a retainer. And I have a mouth guard.
Boy, you're.
And I sometimes use a CPAP machine. You know how charming I have to be during the day.
You've done a DNA test to check and make sure the kids are yours, right?
Kostaki, you look pretty good.
So what? It takes you like 6-7 hours to get into bed once you start the process, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. This looks like the centerfold of Blue Boy magazine.
You look like you're waiting in a harem.
Look at those. It looks like you've got the face mask on for some kind of subversive.
You had to know I was going to bring this up.
I actually forgot about it, but I totally get it.
He's fairly hairless, rather toned.
Oh, you're nice. Your nice creamy buns, prominently.
Your hair's really short.
I'm crushing a little bit.
That's a nice.
Looks like one of those Renaissance paintings.
Your hands are very well manicured.
The word supine.
Uh huh.
Comes to mind.
That is a nice little heart-shaped bottom you've got there.
Thank you.
It really is. The bottom really is prominent.
Kostaki, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I do want to see your butt.
Oh, boy.
Well, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. I got to get a look at that.
I got to see that D.
Well, the way the pillow is placed, the implication is that the python
don't
of
wanna
love.
Don't want to take that the wrong way, Josh. Good point.
So we'll have to and put that on the various Bob and Tom social media.
I don't know if
platforms.
I care for the couch. I don't know.
Oh, I like it.
You
I
like the couch?
I think it's modern, right. Sort of a...
you don't like you're critiquing the couch?
Yeah, I don't think... And what, there's a wire going up the wall behind the couch? That's bad for
him. Uh-oh.
That's gauche, but...
hide those wires.
That's the internet. You got to get the good internet. Then.
Wait a minute. What is? Are those misused socks on the floor there beside you?
This is an actual photo. This was not. I was asleep. I took my socks. It was hot. And those socks are awesome. By the way, if you zoom in, I don't know if you can tell. Those socks actually say "Carpe the F out of this diem." Those
are all socks. That is cool.
Well, I'm just trying to make this my screensaver. How do I do that?
What's that tubular thing underneath the couch? It's like a hunk of PVC pipe. What is that?
It looks to be a discarded paper towel roll, but you've got, what, a two-year-old? So she's playing with that.
We sing into those things.
Oh, yes,
look,
of course.
Look, Kostaki, here's what I got. I got a spent toilet paper roll and messy socks, okay? I don't know what you've been doing on the couch.
Or.
It's pretty much self-explanatory.
Or that's some kind of drainage thing.
Drainage?
Could be.
Catheter going into a...
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah. And your hair looks really short. Is it... did you get...
I shaved it about a month ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you just get a mani and pedi? Your nails are...
I'm telling you, he's a naturally handsome man.
You're looking at this picture a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Kostaki, you look good.
Well, let's change the subject. This erection has to go down.
We got to do something with Josh.
I will say, and don't take this the wrong way, but I looked at it twice going, is that really Kostaki? I thought maybe you'd posted a picture of someone else.
With your head on it.
Thank you. I once said to a woman that I knew for a long time, you look great. I barely recognized you.
You photograph well. Is what the...
Yes, you do photograph well.
Okay. Well, what else is going on, Kostaki?
Well, I thought, we're all home and we've been home, and I thought we'd do an economic monologue about classic board games.
Oh, okay.
Did a little board game research. The Game of Life was invented by Milton Bradley himself in 1860.
Whoa.
That's why there's a spinner in that game. At the time, dice were considered wicked. I don't know if dice are wicked, but Dungeons and Dragons dice definitely have the power to keep girls away.
Oh,
yes, they do. Is that true that dice were considered wicked then?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a
while. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. I heard the premise and I was so excited to hear that. That's so funny. Wow.
Right. The Game of Life. Now, in the modern version, you get a car and you try to get a job and a wife and kids, and that's how you win. I'm surprised there's not a newer version where you can stop in an early square, buy some condoms, have a totally different life. Monopoly. There's a classic. Think back to a time when you're playing Monopoly, you land in that little just visiting section of jail, right? Did you take your piece and tease the person in jail? Like, I'm just visiting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
My family hated that. Then in high school, we went on a field trip to an actual prison. Equally unpopular there. Clue. There's a classic. Colonel Mustard in the billiards room with the candlestick. It never occurred to me that you could kill a guy with a candlestick. Like, you had to really hate a guy. like with a gun, it's almost an accident. You're like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. With a candlestick, you got to hang in there for a while. That's like a 35-minute job.
Yeah, that's a crime of passion.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to want it.
Candlestick. You got a better shot of criticizing a guy hoping he offs himself, play some Morrissey, tell him life is meaningless. A candlestick. I will say, one time my wife dragged me to a candle store and I did wish I was dead.
We had that discussion earlier today, believe it or not, with a chick spending quite a bit of time at the Yankee Candle website.
Loved it.
Clue was published by a company called Waddington's, which was later bought by Parker Brothers, which is since bought by Hasbro. The lessons of Monopoly, not lost on game makers. Clue, also a fascinating fun fact, invented by a part-time clown. This has to be the only time I've ever been jealous of a clown. Like, you license that game, you hang up your big shoes, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the phrase part-time clown. I can see the commercial now. Do you want to make an extra $40 a week in your spare time? Wow. Aren't most clowns part-time? How many full-time clowns are there in this country? I bet you can fit them all in one car.
By definition, I would think.
That's a great joke.
You can tell it was invented by a clown. The original version of Clue, one of the murder weapons, was a squirting flower.
Oh, so sure.
Being married to a clown must be weird. The wife's the one waiting for him to get his makeup on. Can we please? Can we?
You look wonderful tonight. That would change the Eric Clapton.
Yes, it would.
Risk. I love Risk. Invented in 1957 by a French guy. Of course, by 57, the French realized they weren't going to win any actual wars. If you've ever played Risk, you know the Middle East is impossible to hold on to. Maybe an American president should play some Risk at some point. What you want to do is start in Australia, load up armies in Indonesia, and move through Asia that way. That's clearly the lesson of Risk. The Ouija board. It's just listed with the other Parker Brothers games. Like, it's not the work of the devil. Dice are evil, but talking to dead people is okay for children. That's the. I always thought it was a little fishy. Like, you could kind of interpret the Ouija board to say whatever you want it to say, which the name actually proves that. It's pronounced Ouija, and it's spelled O-U-I-J-A. Ouija. That makes perfect sense. Candyland, right?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder why our kids eat crap. There's no broccoli land. There's no well-balanced breakfast land. No, it's Candyland. You can't play that game sober. It has no strategy. I'm like, okay, kid, we're going to try a new game. This one's called Shots and Ladders. And finally, Pictionary. It's always frustrating when you get into the competitive groove of that game and you get a really hard word and the other team gets a cake word. Like, they get snake, you know, you get melancholy.
Yeah, you gotta draw a kennel. Yeah.
I'll let you do the joke. Melon and a collie.
Yeah. A cantaloupe next to Lassie.
Yeah, yeah. That's going nowhere.
You gotta be a really good artist. Yeah. Have that work. You know, very good, Kostaki.
Thanks, guys.
Judging by this photograph of you, you really need football to start.
Hopefully the next time I call you, we're talking
that
football.
That is rough. I haven't played Monopoly in many, many years.
You hate Monopoly.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
Oh, so, how do you not be good at it?
I don't know. I just can't do it.
I could say there's too many nuances, I think, with Monopoly.
All right.
I didn't know you could visit the jail.
Yes, when you're not in jail for any reason, you land on that square.
Now, can you take your little man or whoever, your iron, whoever the hell
you are? Token.
Can you take it and go up against the other tokens in there and have like a conjugal visit?
Have you ever done that, Kostaki? Have you ever?
Yeah, banging away with the dog and the thimble.
Scotty and an iron? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Didn't they get rid of the iron?
Yeah, I think they did.
Do you put money in the middle so when you land on free parking, you get the money?
I haven't played Monopoly in 40 years.
Yes.
I never liked it.
Yeah, we did put money in.
Yeah.
Didn't they get rid of the thimble, too?
Oh, I think because it was a thimble.
So the thimble's gone and the iron's gone. What, did women stop playing?
Thanks. That's Dear Josh.
How about those dames, huh?
Well, Kostaki, when do you leave for Atlanta?
Tuesday night. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck.
Wow. Yeah, be careful.
We haven't been anywhere. We haven't gone anywhere for 5 months, so this is
an adventure.
Yeah.
We're diving in.
Yeah, yeah. You'd think so, huh?
You think you'd put your toe into the grocery store first? No, we're just going to go to Atlanta.
What is the last time you put gas in your car?
It's been a while, actually. Yeah. Our battery died. We didn't move the car for that long.
Oh wow.
Oh, yeah. It'll probably die in the way.
Oh, sure.
By the way, there's a reason they call it Death Valley.
Just keep that in mind.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.